I grew up in a small neighborhood in Shreveport, Louisiana. In my neighborhood, we had a store that the whole neighborhood loved. The store was named after the owners, Toby's Grocery. The store sold everything from fresh groceries to hot prepared food. Toby's Grocery was opened in 1972 by the Toby's family. The store was the first African American owned grocery store in Shreveport, Louisiana, which was a very big accomplishment and obstacle being that we were just removed from segregation. The store was ran by Eric Toby, the owner, and his wife Betty Toby. Mr. Toby was the nicest person in the world, and Miss Toby was as sweet as can be. She would often give the kids in the neighborhood free candy after school. The store had three other employees, Logan, Keith, and Brenda. Mr. Logan was Eric's best friend. He would help around the store with basic things. Mr. Keith was Betty's brother. He would barbecue and cook at the store on some days. Brenda was Eric's sister. She was the head cook at the store. The Tobys has three kids, all boys, Michael, Eric Jr., and Shane. The store was located right in the middle of the neighborhood, exactly a 3-minute walk from the bus stop. The store would be my first stop after school. I would also order the same thing every day, a link of boudin, a bag of hot chips, and an orange drink. It was a common routine I kept throughout elementary school. My family would also shop at Toby's. My mom would go to Toby's for everything from household items to her daily newspaper. The store was also my dad's hangout spot. Each and every Saturday morning, all the men in the neighborhood would meet at the store. That itself was a neighborhood tradition. They would talk, cook, and catch up on the news there every week. My brothers, although they were all older than me, have memories at the store. Being that the store was a major part of Louisiana history, the store would often be a stop for tourists. Many civil rights leaders and famous people visited the store over the years. The store also got a lot of support from locals as well. Toby's Grocery was very successful and had lots of support in my early life, up until the bigger stores moved in the neighborhood and more families started driving. That was trouble for a little beloved neighborhood store. The store had trouble competing with the bigger chain stores. Mr. Toby, the owner, was also falling sick. Ultimately, early 2009, Mr. Toby passed away. That led the decision for Miss Toby to close the store. Everyone in the neighborhood and the local area was sad to see the store go. But to everyone's surprise, in 2010, something major happened. Miss Toby, with her oldest son, Eric Jr., helped reopen the store. Toby's Groceries was remodeled and back open for business. The neighborhood was very excited and happy to have our store back. The support for Toby's was bigger than ever. I still support Toby's Grocery every time I'm back home in Shreveport. I even order some of their frozen products from their online store. The future is now very bright for Toby's Grocery. They opened a second location in Ruston, Louisiana in 2013. That location is ran by the youngest son, Shane Toby. The family also opened their first dining restaurant, Toby's Diner, in 2015. The restaurant was an instant success for the family. Sad to say, in 2016, bad news came for the Toby family again. Mrs. Toby suddenly passed away. Since her death, the family has stuck together to keep the business going and have plans to open a third store location soon.